old lady preached some.
Yeah,
Lights at Home?
Yeah, I'm gonna see the lights at home, yeah.
Fifth movement, recapitulation and prologue.
Let's talk about some of the tape that we're going to be working with. You did about interviews with a half dozen different people. Can you tell me about the one or two moments that absolutely stand out, that you had one of those moments of epiphany and you said, this I'm going to use?
Okay, and one was the story of seeing the light of the city. It's a final, but at this point I see it as a title for the whole project. The song is I Can Almost See the Light of Home, and then the story is about the city. So I can think of it as a title because it's both otherworldly, but then very concrete, and has to do with, of course, this theme of death and the road and the symbolism. So that was one moment. And then, of course, the interview with Didi with Annie's granddaughter,
the first settlers,
which had this great line, you know, what do you study in school? And she says, with Kentucky history, and it's Lincoln freed the slaves,
or whatever they were,
and Daniel Boone, and she mixes them up. And then she has this incredible nursery rhyme.
1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, rock.
And it's rock around the clock.
6 o'clock, rock. 7 o'clock,
and you can see what happens to rock around the clock when it gets drawn into that culture. That 12 o'clock rock, it's midnight, and midnight is ghosts. So you can really see what they're doing with mass culture. And, of course, you can see the obsession with death and ghosts.
There's a ghost in the